Chapter 3. So in Debt. The Anthropology of Debt. I don't do favors, I accumulate debts. Sicilian proverb. The gift is to the giver, and comes back most to him. It cannot fail. Walt Whitman. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19, 19, 6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, aught and six. Result, misery. Charles Dickens. When I lived in London, there was this guy I knew. Tall, handsome, with a faint hint of a unibrow. He joined my buddies and me for drinks after work. One by one, we took turns signaling the bartender and logging an order of 4 pints of Guinness. After downing a few and feeling slightly wobblier, we were ready for one last round. Everyone gazed in the direction of the only person not to have paid for a round, this guy. A friend asked him, "Can we get another round?" "Sure, but I'm not paying for it." Awkward silence. After determining that this guy wasn't kidding, the same friend concluded, "That's weak, mate. I'll get the last round." And on went the conversation. But this guy had turned into that guy, the one who doesn't cover a round of drinks for friends. That guy, I must admit, was me. I ran this crude social experiment in the friendly confines of a local pub to see what happens when there's a gross violation of an implicit agreement to pay. Of course, I ended up paying for a round of drinks, joking away my previous remark. But for a few moments, I moved from being a stand-up guy in the eyes of my pals, taking part in a social ritual, to being a freeloader, abusing the generosity of others. There is no law written anywhere that says you must buy the next round of beers, but most of us know what's expected. My friends and I were engaging in an exchange as primitive as it is modern, accepting a gift and reciprocating the favor.